This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's 5 plus 2.
I don't know, I was going to say 5 seven. Past the hour. It's never 5 past the hour. 7 minutes after the hour on the DJV program for Wednesday, August the 14th. We're all excited to be here with you. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is so excited. Victoria Keelan, wow, you can't even begin to imagine how excited she is. And Kara, woo, over the top. Crank it up. Okay, now they're chuckling amongst themselves.
Quiet around here.
Wondering, yeah, right. Is it, let the crickets come through the radio speaker. There are a number of things. Jennifer was usually our go-to person when it comes to the administration, what's going on, who's doing what to whom. You got a couple of things, actually, I think, on your mind. Jen, what do we have? What's the latest report?
Yeah, yes. One.
Well, I got a couple. So.
Okay, good.
We'll
how about
start
that?
With one and move
we'll
from
we'll
there
tag team. The FBI is investigating a shooting incident that took place early on Tuesday morning at two buildings that are associated with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office in San Antonio, Texas. Shots were fired around 3 a.m. local time into one of the buildings which houses the ICE offices, and around the same time at another building nearby where an ICE contractor was located, according to the FBI. So two different venues for this. No one was injured, but federal employees were inside at least one of the buildings at the time, according to the FBI special agent in charge of San Antonio office. They said, we had federal employees who were present, who, although they were not hit by the rounds fired, by the grace of God, had the bullets gone 2 inches in another direction, we could be here today talking about the murder of a federal official. Tuesday's shooting came after immigration authorities arrested 700 workers last week in a massive sweep at 7 Mississippi food processing plants, which left friends and family members searching for answers as to what happened to their loved ones. Over half of those people were released. I think there's another probably 200 of them still in custody. Authorities have not linked the shooting to the arrest last week, but they're just looking at some initial conclusions. The FBI has opened an investigation as an assault on a federal official's case. The crime scene is still being processed this week, and they'll be looking at surveillance footage to see if they can get to the bottom of who is behind this attack. This isn't the first time that someone has staged an attack. People who are probably anti-immigration, or not necessarily anti-immigration, probably, to be more specific.
you want to try that again?
Anti-immigration.
I'm against those who are against being, right. Yeah, right.
Exactly. This is not the first time we've heard these stories about attacks on ICE offices. This has happened before in major cities around the country. I think New York was the last one that had an attack on it. So people are taking matters into their own hands and thinking that shooting off some rounds into a building is going to make a statement. They don't realize that there are people in there, and they're going to kill somebody, and they're going to be charged with murder.
So amazing. The United States says that they are going to delay tariffs on some of these Chinese imports that were planned to, I think it was the 15th of this month. They were going to start charging lots more money to bring things into like $300 billion worth of Chinese goods, bringing them into the country. 10% tariff now, that's been brought up till December 15th. Is that because, these are, by the way, cell phones, all the stuff, the technology stuff, and things, clothing even, and shoes. So is this because the president or somebody in the administration figures that the Chinese are moving? What's the reason for the delay?
Well, there have been a couple of reasons given. First, just recently, the rest of the Chinese goods that we import into the country were going to be tariffed. Half of those still are. The other half are going to be held off until
December.
Where
does that money, by the way, go that is collected in tariffs?
Well, the president would say it's going to offset the cost of the economy of going to a trade war. So basically, he says that China's paying for the the burden of a trade war instead of the American consumer. And two,
is that like the Mexicans are paying for the wall?
No, it's different than that.
Okay.
I think it's a little different than that. In any case, half of these goods that were supposed to, or the other half of the remaining goods are going to be tariffed in December. And so one of those reasons is that they are negotiating still with China. That's one. Part two, I'm sure, is about economic impact. They want to see how this first round goes, make sure that there's not a huge impact to the economy, and see what happens by December. So I think it's kind of a wait and see, just a little more. It's the administration being a little more careful, I think, with how this is going to progress.
Right, over the weekend, we were trying to dispatch some woodchucks on the farm, and I swear, I looked at one of them and I saw John Bolton.
Aren't they cute? Woodchucks are cute, aren't they?
No.
Yeah, they are.
Yes.
Destructive.
They're cute little fat things, and when they run across
yards,
there's
one field that I have 104 woodchuck holes in. They are not so destructive.
Just don't step in them.
Yeah. No, what do you mean, don't step in them?
Don't step in the hole.
Cows, horses go into the fields. Tractors, I had a flat tire going into the holes are that big. No, you're having a clue. You sound like a city slicker.
I'm an animal lover.
I know, well, you can love something besides a woodchuck. They're dangerous. Anyway, that wasn't the conversation. I was just equating John Bolton's beady eyes and his mustache to the way the woodchucks looked. Maybe you think the woodchucks are cuter than him. At any rate,
I don't think he looks like a woodchuck. I think he looks like a walrus.
A walrus, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Everyone does.
Anyway, John Bolton says the UK is first in line for the new trade deal. This is not news to me. Remember I told the story? We were probably the first people in the country to talk about it because of somebody I had dinner with about a month ago who told me exactly what was going on. And what he said and what I said on the air is proven to be 100% true. That the Americans have made a deal with the UK so as they will not go down the river.
Yeah.
And that's why Boris is as sure as he is that he's going to do what he said, because we've given him a backstop, basically. So the U.S. is going to open up opportunities. I think there's a caveat, and that is that the British have to say that we are pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal, right? Isn't that part of the...
They haven't said that explicitly yet, but I have a feeling that they're going to anyway, because of all the people floating around in the Strait of Hormuz right now, the Brits have been attacked by Iran more than anybody else. They've had their ships seized. They've had people taken into custody. So I don't think that's a huge stretch to imagine the Brits would pull out.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see what else is sort of causing some consternation here. The administration announcing a major overhaul to the Endangered Species Act, reducing regulations. And once again, the EPA and these various organizations that have gone over the top with regulations, the administration is pulling the plug on the wrong ones. There are plenty of endangered species that really don't make any difference, but in this case... the bald eagle, I don't know whether it's just the visual thing about, and that's what the news media has captured, but there are 1,600 species supposedly that are protected, and the blanket protections for animals are going away.
Well, they say that with the rollbacks, the environmental people say with this now that they're rolling this back, that monarch butterflies are pretty much going to be extinct because of this.
Yeah. Why do we need
and they're important. What?
What do we need?
I'm the city slicker now? Really? You don't know why we need monarch butterflies? It's like saying, why do we need bumblebees? They're important pollinators.
Cocoons, cocooned items that become butterflies. Anyway, all right. So they... Who's the city? What'd you say?
Yeah.
Who's the city slicker now? Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that there are a lot of animals and species that ought to be protected, and there are others that just, it becomes ridiculous. It becomes silly what extents we go to protect a particular type of turtle or some other endangered species, birds more than anything else. We spend so much money, protect so much land to protect a few birds, it's asinine. There's so many farmers that need land to use. and they can't use it because some strange form of bird is on land, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of acres of land going without being able to be used at a time when farmers are being crunched in their need for land to grow food for us. I think that you got to weigh something in the balance here. And, again, I don't know that this
but
is
but farmers can't afford to keep the land they already have. I think that's...
No, that's not... Well, the land ought to be... The government owns the land. And you can... In most states or federal facilities, you can rent the land for 40, 50, 60 bucks an acre. They can afford that. And if you get a good crop off of it, that's not a lot of money. What we need is to have support. Farmers need support from the public and from the government. Now, the government has messed everything up to a fare-thee-well. It's time the government helped, and they don't seem to get it. You know, we're going to be in a real problem here in a few years. We're not going to be able to produce enough food to feed ourselves. That's because so much land is being eaten up by the government or by developers or a combination of both. So, all right, one other item here, focusing on the government and bureaucrats. The EPA has said something about the water in Newark. 40,000 water filters have been passed out in Newark because of the overage of lead. Where the heck is the lead coming from would be my question. Is it coming from all the industry? Is this new?
Could be. No,
tests?
I think this has been existing, even though the mayor of Newark has been denying that this is an issue, but the lead levels are really bad. Truthfully, most of New Jersey has horrible water. If you ever saw that movie back in the, I think, early 2000s that John Travolta starred in called Civil Action, that was all about the water.
Company.
Right, but that
good
was
movie.
About the water in New Jersey, too, in the Toms River, New Jersey. It's a cancer cluster. And it's the water, I live here on the Jersey Shore now, the water is horrific. I have a filter for my shower. I have a filter for the bathroom sink. I will not drink tap water anywhere in New Jersey. It's really bad. Aaron Brockovich has been talking about this for years in New Jersey, specifically Chromium 6, which has all kinds of developmental issues for kids and pregnant women. It's horrible.
All those refineries that are in the northern part of the state.
I've heard about New Jersey water forever, probably since the Aaron Brockovich movie came out. Mm-hmm. I think we've been...
And it has not improved. It has not improved.
Well, it's like, what are these people that are supposed... It's like Flint, what happened up there. They really haven't straightened that mess out up there yet, and it's been years and years and years. And how many people have been thrown out of their office because they didn't do anything? And there's still
Well, if you think about it, but this, again, this is poverty. If this was a wealthy area, if Newark was Manhattan, it would have been solved a long time ago. And that's just the sad truth of how our country operates. Everyone thinks, oh, Newark is a dump anyway, so it doesn't matter.
So who cares? Here's something that people do care about, and you especially ought to care about it. If you have teeth that are less than attractive. How about that for being tactful? Instead of me saying, I was criticized for saying, if you've got ugly teeth. So say it more gently, Doug. If you have teeth that, when looked upon, are less than attractive. Do you like that? Is that more politically correct?
It's very
less
delicate.
People run from you at parties.
Is there? Right, yeah. People run screaming out of the room, ah, look at his ugly teeth! We're going to fix that with power swabs because your teeth will be whitened right away, two shades immediately after applying the power swab. It is a swab. It's in a little little container, a little stick. You flip off the top of it and take the Q-tip and just run it over. I've given you a demonstration any number of times on the air, and the ladies love it when I do that. It's so cool to listen to me put the stuff on my mouth and then
very appealing.
Goes right to white. Yep. Right to white. Whiter teeth, the safer, natural way. Keep them that way longer. Call 800-208-1797. Get on board the Power Swabs train. Choo-choo! 800-208-1797. You use the DJV code and you buy it at half the retail price. Fix that smile. Look good. Look wonderful. 800-208-1797. Power Swabs.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On a Saturday night in the summer, sundown and they all come out. Lamborghinis and they're in hummus. The party's on, so they're heading downtown. Everybody's looking for a come up, and they wanna know what you're about. Me in the middle with the one I'm loving. We're just trying to figure everything out. We don't fit well.
This doesn't sound like Ed Sheeran to me. Or do I confuse him with some other
new album
boy singer that you like, Carrie?
No, I think this is
Harry,
a little
what's
bit
his
of a
name?
Different sound for him.
Who's Harry?
Oh, Harry Styles.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't sound like him.
No.
I don't know. Yeah, this is off his new collaboration album, so it sounds a little different than some of the other
collaboration with Heinz Ketchup?
They're not featured on the album, but maybe they should have been.
Huh. So Ed apparently likes Heinz 57. He has Heinz Ketchup logos tattooed on his bicep. Really, this kid's a little strange. How old is he?
I think he's like 28, something like that. Yeah.
All right, well, the good thing is that he's going to use his interest in Heinz Ketchup to raise the money for people in groups that need it, teaming up for a limited edition bottle of Edge-up. He and Heinz have done it again with an edition Ed Sheeran X Heinz bottle. Features a variety of Ed's tattoos. How many does he have, Karen?
The bottle looks really cool. It just looks like it's all tattoos, and then it has just the label of Heinz 57. It's a very cool piece. I doubt anyone would open it.
There's like 104 of these.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be given away in an online sweepstakes. This sounds pretty creative. So this is what he wrote. Celebrating 150 years of Heinz, our number one fan, Ed Sheeran, has collaborated with us this time on a very special limited edition bottle of his favorite favorite sauce. 150 bottles available across the world, signed by Ed Sheeran. And if that's not enough, every piece also comes in a collector's edition speaker box. It's going to be, what is it when you buy something that is especially give you a certificate of authenticity when you buy certain coins and that kind of stuff. So that's what's going with it. A certificate of authenticity. So when you go to sell this at some auction later on, you have a lot of money.
Yeah. Probably.
Hmm. He had posted a picture of himself with his signature bottle, revealing that the effort will raise money for the following charities: Rise Against Hunger and East Anglia Children's Hospice, through the auction of the first three bottles at a special Christie's auction that will take place on Thursday of this week. 100 tickets to the auction available to the public, first come, first serve basis. So people actually pay money to go in and bid on a bottle of ketchup from this guy?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, people who are collectors of stuff? Sure, why not?
I have
no idea what the starting bid will be, but...
Yeah, I don't think they're going just because they love ketchup. They're going to get something signed by him that only 100 people will have. And the design is really cool. It's based on his tattoo sleeve. So he said, you know, my sleeve is now the sleeve of Heinz. So it's kind of cool.
Okay, yeah. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to bag some manure, and I'm going to sign...
Yeah, I'm afraid it's not going to have the same appeal,
yeah.
But you go ahead
sure?
and do that. I'm 100% positive.
You sure?
Yes.
Next up, musically, music segment of DJV program every hour, Christina Aguilera says she's going to celebrate the 20th anniversary of her self-titled debut album with not just one, but three special releases. This is the tweet, quote, "This month marks 20 years since my debut album, Christina Aguilera. In its honor, I'm releasing extra special versions digitally and at my store, and more surprises on August 23rd. So this is all going to be free. That's she's giving this all away, right, to listeners, to fans?
No.
No, of course not.
You can buy it. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So she's celebrating.
But this also
herself.
Coincides with her Vegas residency, too.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Yeah.
The commemorative reissues released the day before the official anniversary, which is August 24th. Digital edition featuring the original album songs along with rare versions, remixes, a cappella tracks previously unavailable. In her store, there'll be a limited amount of special collector's bundles, including the following: picture disc vinyl edition with an autographed and numbered certificate of authenticity. See, there that is again.
Yep.
A collectible Christina Aguilera cassette, digital download, and selection of 20th anniversary retro merch.
I think this is smart of her to capitalize on this because she hasn't had that. I mean, she had a couple albums that had big hits, but this album, I had this album as a kid, and it's everything is a hit on it. I love this album.
You love it. All right, will you buy some of this stuff then?
Probably not, but who knows? Maybe if I'm feeling in the mood.
All right, in the mood at 29 past the hour on the DJV program. When you and I. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow, the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Saying he was testing whether Walmart truly honors the Second Amendment, as he says the retailer claims. A Missouri man who created a panic walking into a Springfield Walmart last week, armed with two guns and wearing body armor, says he'd do it again.
I mean, I called Walmart to make sure this was allowed, and they said it was. So, if
open carry.
Yeah.
And they said you could?
Yeah.
21-year-old Dmitry Andronchenko speaking there to NBC News. He's facing a charge of making a terrorist threat and could do 4 years in prison if convicted. There is a report the Manhattan Federal Detention Center staffers who were assigned to watch accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein reportedly slept for much of the time they were supposed to be guarding him. Epstein was found hanged in his cell over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We love scandals. We love lots and lots of scandals. Is that song? Ladies have been criticizing me today because all of my songs sound the same.
Because you keep making up these songs.
Scandals. Well, I do, but I have an imagination, you see, and it runs wild, and I need to express it. That's why I'm a great radio personality, because I'm expressive. I have my ideas, my thoughts,
You're
and my
very
words.
Very humble. Very humble, too.
Well, you're here. What's wrong with that? You're here to enjoy the things that we come up with.
That's why you're a great radio personality.
I am a great radio personality. How many other radio personalities do you know who've lasted 54 years on the air?
That is impressive.
And yes, you're signed on. Lady's name is Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. She signed on with me. Kara Schillen is on board, too, in the control room in Washington. We have some of the scandals I was talking about have to do with the food industry. And, yes, there are more. I have one. You've got one. It seems that the day.
I don't have a scandal. I have a good story, but I think you've
got
a scandal.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a scandal.
Okay.
I got a scandal. Okay. You do the, let's do the good news first from Olive Garden.
All right. Well, if you are a fan of Olive Garden, it might be your favorite time of the year because right now, starting tomorrow on the 15th, it is the time of year where everyone gets the never-ending pasta pass. This year, yep, there are only 50 of them. So 50 lucky Olive Garden fans will get, they're actually, this is something that they're upping the game. It's not just the never-ending pasta pass. This time it's a lifetime pasta pass. And so there are only going to be 50 of them. And so this starts at 2 p.m. Eastern time sharp tomorrow, the 15th. And if you go to pastapass.com for $100 a piece plus tax, you can buy the regular never-ending pasta pass. And the first 50 people to complete the transaction will be offered the opportunity to opt in for the lifetime pasta pass for an additional $400. Now, this literally is everything that you think it is. It is free pasta for the rest of your life at Olive Garden.
Wow.
And so those who opted in for the lifetime passes will be notified if they qualify the following day, and then they have to essentially at that point then just close the deal. And they say that this never-before-offered pass will be paid off on average by the time you hit your 45th bowl of pasta. That is a lot of pasta. And so they say the recipients of the remaining 23,950 regular pasta passes will, they have 9 weeks of unlimited pasta. And
right.
Then
you
that,
go
that,
to,
that they're
you
entitled
either
to.
Of you go to Olive Garden?
I have been to, well, I've lived in Manhattan for so long, and there is one Olive Garden, but no one would go there unless you're a tourist. But I've only been to one Olive Garden in the past, and it was actually really good. I really enjoyed it.
It used to be better than it is. Kind of like, I remember when I traveled a lot going cross country with Charlotte to visit radio stations and stuff, we'd be either stop our own or people in the stations would take us there. It seemed that it was Olive Garden or Red Lobster that seemed to be, or once in a while, Houlihan's. I don't even know if they're around still.
There's a Houlihan's not far from here, yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But they're all the same. Well, that's not really. If you go to Fridays or Houlihan's, that stuff's all the same. I think it's the same company that owns it in Olive Garden, too. I'm not sure whether they own Red Lobster. But they're concept stores. And the Red Lobster and Olive Gardens that I used to go to, I thought for what you were paying, it was a good value. I thought it was good food, and I thought it was well prepared. But something happened at Olive Garden, and I stopped going because the food kind of fell off. If I go to a place like that, I just want a plain plate of spaghetti with mushroom sauce. That's it. That's all I want. I find that satisfies me when it comes to pasta yearnings. And now I have to find gluten-free pasta. But if you ever go out to an Italian restaurant with me, that's where we have this favorite little Italian place on Pico in Westwood that I take Megan and the kids to. It's a cute, cozy little place. And the people in there are fabulous. It's a Maria somebody's, I don't know. But they have the best pasta and the best bread. And they get me gluten-free stuff, and it's just that satisfies me. I don't know, I'm simple when it comes to food anyway, and what I like and what I don't like, but I know that the simplicity of what used to be able to get in Olive Garden is gone, or at least it was gone the last time I checked in. That's why I stopped going. And kind of the same at Red Lobster. It used to be that you could get something really a good value, quality food, and the value was good. But now, at least the last time I went into one of them, it's been a couple of years admittedly, it just wasn't the same. The food seemed cheap and poorly prepared and not tasty. So why would you go in there? Have you had that?
I've never been to a Red Lobster, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Having grown up at the shore, that just felt like...
Right, and me, I'm a surrender. Exactly.
I would
the same
never do that.
For me, to go to a place like that, I only would do it in the Midwest where I was traveling across the country. You sure as heck wouldn't go to one here on the coast. You wouldn't, where you are, where I am. No. Or even in California. Yeah, never. You go to there's so many great places there. Up and down the PCH. That's one of the great things about living part-time in California and Los Angeles County. When you go to the beach and you go up and down the PCH, whether it's in Manhattan Beach or further down south, there's so many great restaurants that are so much fun to go in, especially the ones. There are a couple right where I used to live in Santa Monica, right by the PCH. The restaurant, all the people that live on the beach, the stars and whoever else you want to rub elbows with. I didn't go there for that. I just went to a place that just had fabulous food. And every once in a while, it's a nice treat, isn't it, to go out and just have a meal at a restaurant with somebody you care about and the food be just fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of those
food places. Is such a connected part of our world, you know.
It is.
Everything is. It's funny, it goes back to a couple hours ago when you said, who watches those cooking shows? Well, food is such an important part. A lot of people watch. That's why there are so many of them.
I guess that's
people love
right.
that. Well,
right,
going back to Olive Garden for one second, though, apparently, it literally 1 second, in 2018, all of these 22,000 pasta passes sold out in less than 1 second.
Wow.
So, and in
1 second?
Yep. The whole thing. Woo. So they say that you should join at 1:55 p.m. Eastern time, that you should actually join their online waiting room if you want to get one of these passes, because all 22,000 are expected to sell out within a few seconds.
All right. Let's turn our attention to Chipotle, although I don't think it's fair that the harmful focus here just be on Chipotle, because they use the same stuff, the packaging. When you go to Chipotle and you order something and you take it with you, there are those kind of like paper mache boxes that you take stuff. No plastic anymore.
They're compostable, yeah.
Yeah, right. Now, it seems we all thought, those of us who are health conscious and love the earth, we figure, okay, this is great, but not so fast. Apparently, these eco-friendly containers are loaded with harmful chemicals. There's a story in the New Food Economy investigating these the forever chemicals that are in these containers. Fiber bowls, that sort of stuff. Let's see. There are all kinds of, you name the restaurant, and they're using these things. And so the chemicals are being investigated by scientists. There are links in these chemicals to cancer, reproductive health problems, toxicity, you name it. They're called PFASs. They've been used in consumer goods, no matter what they were, since after World War II. Also been found in water here and there. So the Food Service Packaging Institute claims that the chemical indicators may not prove accurate. I don't want to be guessing as to whether they are or they aren't, frankly. I want somebody to tell me, and this is what the government is for. Damn it. You know, we have all of this nonsense. We waste money on, you name it, we waste money on it. But when I get right down to brass tacks, don't you want to have the government doing its job here and being on top of it? Why does it have to be a private group, a trade group that finds this stuff? The forever chemicals, they never go away. They're like PCBs. Never, ever, ever go away. And so the FDA says...
The danger thing...
Cookware...
That's Teflon and all that. That stuff is horrible for you. No one should ever use any of that. But the dangerous thing, though, about these bowls, like from Chipotle or Sweetgreen, any of the other, you know, a lot of local restaurants even around here where I am in New Jersey, they all have these, you know, compostable spoons and forks and all that. But the problem, though, is when that does get composted, you're just putting chemicals into the compost and into the soil.
Right. So back they go, round in a circle. Yep.
Exactly. That's awful. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I hope they fix that problem soon.
Yeah, me too. Let's get healthy. Now we've gone. We've given food away. We've talked about how bad it is to take food out of the restaurant. And so now let's talk about being healthy and getting the most from using Calitrin to save weight, to lose weight, save your body, save your health. Getting healthy the right way involves something very simple, losing weight and keeping it off with the Calitrin program. It's the weight loss formula that has no stimulants, no drugs. So in other words, it's the natural healthy choice. That's why I have been asked to talk about it, because that's sort of the guideway, the guide for people to be on the program. You got to be able to convince me that this is an all natural item that will in fact do what you say it does. And I've tried it and it does do what they say it'll do. It'll keep you at the weight level you want to be at. Take four of these capsules at night before you go to bed, and your body does the rest of the work. You've got to exercise to build your muscle to where it needs to be. But this is a supplement that a lot of people are using. You know, some of these companies have big celebrities that, you know, what is Oprah doing with Weight Watchers? You know, okay, that gets a lot of attention. But does it get results that last? That's the question you want to ask yourself. Find out. Go to toploss.com and see who's there talking, the average person like you and me that loses weight the collagen way, because collagen is the main ingredient of Calitrim. So that's what makes it work. Lose the weight, keep it off. Go to toploss.com, buy the product, and you get a $20 certificate. I guess a 90-day supply, $20 off. That's the deal right now from Calitrin, plus free shipping when you use the DJV code. Buy this product, lose the weight, be happy with the results, like the way your body looks. Get started at toploss.com. Special deal, check the box for DJV for savings and free shipping.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD?
CBD, CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Sometimes Victoria refers to me as Captain Curmudgeon because I go off on tangents and I get irritated and annoyed with things. One of my pet peeves is when parents buy their children a car. Did you both have cars when you first got your license? Kara, did you get a car?
Somebody I didn't get a car. I had a used car from my grandmother that both of my sisters had used.
Okay. What about you, Victoria? What did you get?
I had to buy my own car, so I had to save up for it. I was probably 18. Okay. Yeah. 18,
so here's the story.
I don't remember. 18, I think.
A kid who comes from one of the wealthiest families in India. He asked his parents for a new car, and they gave him a new, brand new BMW 3 Series. He was not happy with the car because it was too small, couldn't get all his friends into it. He said, I want a Jaguar, and they didn't get him a Jaguar, they got him a Beamer. It's too small for him and his friends to hang out in, so he drove it into a river and completely destroyed the car. You see some of the pictures online, he just drove it into, and the father after that apologized to him for getting him the wrong car. How'd you like to live in that reality?
He's going to grow up to be a great guy.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. You know, you hit the nail right on the head. Yeah, he's just going to be a miserable human being. 10 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And I fortunately know a little magic. It's a talent that I always have possessed. And dear lady, please don't laugh. I use it on behalf of the miserable, lonely, and depressed. Poor, unfortunate souls.
Harry Styles is in the movie news. We get started with movie news. No Chuck today. So it's up to Victoria, Karen, and me to entertain you and thrill you and inform you with the latest movie news. And this one is bad news if you're a Harry Styles fan, I guess. Had he done something like this voiceover work before, Kara?
Well, it wouldn't be voiceover work. It's live-action Little Mermaid, so he'd actually be in the movie. But yeah, he was in Dunkirk a few years ago, so that was his main acting role that he's done.
Huh. So what's going on now in this department?
I don't know the answer, Victoria. Do you know the story?
The answer to, well, you know that he turned it down. That's why I thought.
Why did he turn it down? I guess that's the question. Why wouldn't he want to do something like that? What's their
schedule?
Or
it might be Kara. Well, Kara, tell Doug what your hypothesis was.
Oh, well, I personally don't really want him. He was good in Dunkirk. I don't really want him to do movies. I feel like if he was in this movie, Little Mermaid, I'm not sure who the audience is supposed to be. But he's trying to be taken seriously as, you know, kind of a rock musician and as like a model and as a movie person. And I feel like being in Little Mermaid doesn't necessarily help with that.
Really? Okay. All right. Halle Berry is in there, right? And we talked about
Halle
that.
Halle Bailey. She's Chloe and Halle, yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. So that's too bad. Sorry about that. Liam Hemsworth has talked about Miley Cyrus. Apparently, they aren't getting divorced. Is that big movie news? That
where did you hear that? Because
news?
I haven't. Where did you find that? Because I have not
saw
seen that anywhere.
That, hold on just a second.
They separated.
Yahoo
he confirmed
news.
that they're separated, right. And I think it seems like it's moving in that direction. But where did you see that they're not getting
I
divorced?
I saw on Yahoo Entertainment News where I saw it. This
I wonder if maybe they're not really married.
Ah! Really?
I don't know. I'm only I'm only saying just because they had like a little ceremony at the house at their house in January, and I don't know. Maybe they were never legally married and they just did like a commitment ceremony. Maybe that's why they're not getting divorced. I don't know. But it seems like they're definitely over.
Yeah, I don't know. There's just speculation from some anonymous source that says there appears to be hope for the relationship. And apparently a few people are saying there's a chance that they'll get back together, but it's not based on anything.
Mm. All right, Bruce Willis is in a new movie with Michael Chiklis. It's an interesting combination, actually, when you think about it. I've always thought Michael Chiklis was quite an interesting character actor, and he's done some good stuff on television. I don't know that he's been... I mean, he's been in movies. Wasn't he in one of those... Wasn't he a character in one of the, like, Hulk movies or something? Do I remember him being in one of those? Nobody seems to.
I don't know. I never saw any of those, so I'm not sure.
All right. So now he and Bruce Willis are together in a movie called 10 Minutes Gone. The trailer is out, and it looks like it's kind of a cool movie. Willis is a bad guy, mob boss. I don't know. If I tell too much of the story, is that a spoiler? You tell people to go.
I haven't heard anything about the movie.
Yeah,
so.
I've never heard of it. So
yeah, this is new.
All news to us.
Well, I haven't because I haven't been to the movie since April. Usually, you can count on me because I'm in the movie in the wintertime. I'm in the movie theater almost every day, seeing a different movie. But anyway, there's a big time jewelry heist and goes wrong and you know yada yada yada. It sort of sounds like they're running. There are these things. I'm thinking of when I saw that, I was thinking of Ocean's 8, which was the same sort of thing for those women to, steal.
Well, apparently
jewelry.
He loses his memory and someone crossed him, and that's why it's called 10 Minutes Gone, because he has to figure out what happened in that 10 minutes and whatever. So I don't know. It sounds kind of interesting. I like Bruce Willis in most movies, so.
Yeah. Right.
It'd be kind of fun.
Okay, Rambo Last Blood. Is coming out at Christmas. The trailer is coming out next week. What do you think? Wasn't the first Rambo movie he didn't ever... there was no dialogue in it at all? He was just there.
I've never seen any of the Rambos, so I'm not the right person to help you with this.
I can't really tell you that I was enthusiastic. They were very violent, and that's not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
I do, however, like Stallone. And I
really like him, and I've kind of fallen in love with all of the Rocky movies, and Creed really did that for me. I saw Creed, had never seen any of the Rockies, and then went back and watched all of the Rocky movies, and I just really love all of them. So I'm a Stallone fan now. I don't think Rambo would still be my thing, though.
The Legend of John Rambo, that's how they present it, continues. And he looks like almost a cowboy in this one, the outfit he got on. Let me see what happens. It'll be a movie that'll make a lot of money. Be sure of that. All right, so that's the overview of what's going on in the movies from those of us here on the DJV show. Thank you. 59 past the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.